When the border reopens and travel's more normalised, what happens with travel insurance? See, Southern Cross this morning have put out their requirements around COVID cover. So there's no cover if there's a government lockdown imposed. You're not covered if you're not vaccinated, or you go to a country with a level 3 or level 4 safety travel advisory notice. Now, Insurance Council Chief Executive Tim Grafton with us on this. Tim, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Is there much insurance out there at the moment if I wanted it?
Yeah, there is. And there are several insurers providing COVID extensions to standard travel insurance policies. So those will typically cover you personally if you get COVID-19 and you have to cancel your travel, or if you have COVID-19 and you have costs to return home. So anything quite particular to you, but what insurance will not cover you for is a government or state mandated lockdown or blanket quarantine or travel delays caused by COVID-19 in that respect.
Will that change, or does the whole system and travel regime have to change before the insurance changes?
So that is unlikely to change, that last piece. So typically, insurers will not cover unexpected actions of government. So we saw in the last week or two with the Omicron variant, various governments closing their borders to travellers from Africa. Mm. So all of those flights coming in, delays, cancellations, none of those would be covered by insurance. And that won't change because you can never predict what governments may do at a whim.
Do you think people will travel without insurance now? If it's too hard, they'll simply jump on a plane, or people just won't travel?
I don't think it's going to be hard to get insurance. I just think it's hard travelling at the moment because of a lot of unpredictability out there. I mean, the government's official website has do not travel for most countries in the world, except for the likes of Australia and the Cook Islands. So, you know, really those things have to change in order to make travel more attractive and for insurance to come in and cover that.
All right, Tim, appreciate your time. Tim Grafton, the New Zealand Insurance Council Chief Executive.